The work team goes to Peru. We do a lot of things. We do spend some time sightseeing. We haul rocks. We make mud bricks. We strip timbers that are going to be ceiling joists. We play with adorable little boys and try to talk to the middle school and high school boys with our fractured Spanish and their fractured English. But one of the things that we do that I find incredibly humbling is that we take some of the money that you've donated to the trip and we buy a water truck. It's non-potable water because I don't think there is any potable water in Peru. Everybody boils their water. But we take this truck of water, and we do this in the city of Ica, which is in the desert, and we go out to the poorest of the poorest subdivision. And there's a slideshow you're going to see in a minute if the technology all comes together. And you'll see these people live in little grass huts with no electricity, no running water. And for them to buy their own water costs a huge amount of their meager salary. So for us to show up with the water truck and just say, here's water, come get it, for it's free, is for them a godsend. And they come with all sorts of buckets and containers that you wouldn't believe. And we spend a good several hours pouring water into buckets and helping these people take the buckets, sometimes a block or two away, to where they came from. So if everything works, we have a slideshow of this year's team delivering water.
Hi, I'm Stella. This is my first year going to Peru on the mission trip. Today I was asked to answer the question of why do we go to Peru and not just send money? This question reminded me of the verse from Romans chapter 18, verse 3. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. To answer the question, we don't just send money to Peru for various reasons. One reason is that when we go to Peru, we are doing God's work. We are using our hands and our hearts and working in God's name. We are also being a servant of the Lord, and as Christians, that is one of our responsibilities. While we were there, we poured a concrete path, painted, sanded bricks to build a laundry room at Dinsub Landscaping. I love doing work to help the boys have a beautiful and useful home. Secondly, we don't just send money because of the learning experience. I personally learn from the boys, and I hope that they have learned something from me. The thing that I have learned from the boys is that they don't take anything for granted and appreciate all that they have. For example, one of my friends might complain about not having the newest iPhone, but in Peru, when the boys get a worn soccer jersey or a teddy bear, they're so happy that they have something new and appreciate what they've gotten. Also, while we were there, we heard some of the boys' testimonies. Some of these boys don't have parents, brothers, or even sisters that they know or even get along with. But listening to them share their stories made me realize how much they value the things they have. I wish my friends and I could be more like that and not take things for granted that we are so lucky to even possess. Nevertheless, I think the most impactful thing for me when I went to Peru was interacting and connecting with the boys. While I was there, we played soccer, ate together, prayed together, and shared stories. I really liked eating meals with the boys, and even though we didn't speak the same language, we connected through God and laughed a lot. I really liked when we played games with the boys, while having fun playing dodgeball, relay races, and many more. We had water balloon fights, parties, and we even put on skits. All of these things helped me to connect with the boys, and I had lots of fun. Whether it's serving the Lord, learning, connecting, or making personal relationships, these are things that money just can't buy. I can't wait to go back to Peru and continue the relationships with these boys and do more of God's work. Thank you.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. A question that people may ask is, why don't you go to different places? Why do you go to the same country, to the same sites every year? Why can't you go to more places and spread the gospel more widely? The answer to that question is that many of the boys, after leaving their families, feel as though they have been forgotten, left behind, or unwanted. When we keep coming back to them, it helps them feel loved because of our dedication to them. Some groups like to go to many different places so that they can get their passports stamped in as many countries as possible. This gives them the bragging rights of having been to so many different places. It's true that being in a group that goes to Peru just once may feel great, it may bring smiles to the boys' faces, but we make more of an impact when we show continuous love and support. I know that I and the other members of the team will always remember these boys in a very special place in our hearts, even if we are not able to make this trip every year. As we come back year after year, it begins to feel more like we're going to visit family instead of going to a place that we're uncomfortable with. This trip was my second, and in this year, it was really fun to see that even though I had only been there once, they remembered me. Some remembered my name, or they would just remember Elizabeth and call me that. Most of the time, they just remembered that we were twins. The boys have built relationships with the team members, and they look forward to seeing them year after year. However, that doesn't mean you can't come just once. Each year's team is built up of old members and new ones, and members that can't even come. Members of the congregation that support the team financially and those who pray for the boys and the team are a very important part of this mission. The special thing is that this church family here at the First Presbyterian Church of Dearborn continues to support the boys and loves them. Each year, as Pastor Mike talks to the boys and staff, he mentions the congregation that also supports the boys, even if they're not able to come on the trip. It makes the boys happy to see how many people care about them, even those they haven't seen. Thank you. Wait, wasn't she just up here? To begin, I'm going to read Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. This is my second year going to Peru. I loved it as much as the previous year, and I love seeing the boys again, or some of them for the first time. I want to tell you about this trip, and I want to tell you why it is important for this church to volunteer to send people on a trip to Peru. First of all, when a church sends a mission, it can strengthen the church to see God's work across the ocean and to see God's family interacting and helping each other out. It can also humble the church to see the joy of the Christians in this third world country, even though the challenges that they face may be much greater than ours. I also feel that the Peru mission brings this church together. Before I really knew much about the Peru trip, I could sense the passion about it. The fellowship with the fundraisers, the excitement, the bulletin blurbs. It's really special to see the church body come together to celebrate and support the mission, the kids, and Scripture Union. The impact that this trip has on the people that go is profound. My faith is strengthened, and so is my relationship with God. Most of the people who go experience God in a new way, and I've begun a deeper relationship with him. I found myself praying more and gaining a deeper understanding when I read or study the Bible. Also, the bonds that I've created are unforgettable. Playing with 5-year-old Marlon in his new toy car, giving little Jose a back rub as he lay slightly downcast on my lap on our last day there, or talking with 13-year-old Roy on the back of the water truck, playing a stilted version of Crazy Eights with Alexander during lunch, these boys will stay in my heart forever. The significance to the boys is humbling. When the groups go to visit them, play with them, and help them in their home, they get a chance to see the people care. We are no longer the rich Americans, but can get down and dirty as we laugh, cry, and play with them. The church can help in so many ways. Talking to members of the team about the mission and praying with and for the team is so important. We appreciate your interest and support. Each prayer is worth so much for the team and to the Hear Soles. One question that might be asked is why we go to Peru instead of doing a 2-week mission near us, for example, in a place like Detroit. The missions that we have locally are so crucial. Feed the Hungry, ChristNet, and Touch of Hope are all examples of the great work our church is doing locally. For me, being able to go to a third world country, see the struggles there, see the church there, see God's work there, and come back home to testify about it is one of the most amazing things I've ever been able to do. The growth in my faith is awesome and wonderful. Away from a personal level, as I mentioned earlier, being able to show the boys the church family that they have in a different part of the world is so meaningful. Our doing this mission can show the people in the United States, and especially in our area, what great work Scripture Union is doing. When a mission like this is over, well, it's not really ever over. As a team, our mission now, whether we are planning to go back next year or not, is to spread the word about the mission and the great things God has done with Scripture Union. When we came home, I, being a shy person, thought I might have a hard time sharing about the mission, telling people about my experience. That was not the case. First of all, my shoes from last year and the bag from this one are so cool that they prompt all sorts of questions, which is great to introduce the topic. Secondly, a small talk, people always ask you, what did you do this summer? Well, I can tell you about that. For example, I had a conversation with my orthodontist about the mission, our church, and Scripture Union. When in Peru, we talked a lot about being foot washers and humbling ourselves when working for the boys. It's important for the team and for the church when we talk or think about the mission to do so humbly. I like to believe that our mission has made a good impact in their lives, but while I hope that, I know that they made a huge difference in mine. Our church is a body. The missions we do both at home and abroad are the hands of our body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:20 says, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Now if the foot should say, 'Because I am a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The missions are the hands of the church that reach out into the world and strive to do what is good and right in God's eyes. We strive to show God's love and be stewards to his people and his world."
The Group Peru team this year was made up of 9 individuals. Lynn and myself were the 2 older adults. We had 4 young adults, and then we had 3 teenagers. 2 of the young adults live outside of Dearborn, and I am going to read the final part for JJ, who wrote it but had to work today. So here is JJ's part. Why should the congregation partner with us? The congregation should partner with the Peru team because it creates an opportunity to interact with the people of different cultures and backgrounds. This shows a willingness amongst Americans to express their love for those who are less fortunate. By taking the time out of our lives to visit with them and to work alongside them, we show that we are on an equal playing field spiritually and emotionally. The team's actions provided evidence of the humanity that we share. Despite our more fortunate upbringings, it becomes apparent that we have many things in common with other humans from all walks of life. Through the church promoting these type of trips, we promote a world in which we are understanding and accepting of one another, an ever-important endeavor, especially in today's world. While merely sending money may seem like the best way to help on paper, it is not always the case in the long term. In the words of the house parents from the Yungay Boys' home in Peru, money only lasts so long, but the relationships we create last a lifetime. Therefore, this church and the rest of humanity in general should continue to participate in an ongoing effort towards acceptance and understanding across the earth. It is a meaningful endeavor and will contribute towards a more loving global attitude that we need now more than ever. That was JJ's part, and I must say, even though he and I were outnumbered by females 7-2, It was really an awesome opportunity for him and I, even though I've known JJ since he was a child. Really got a chance to get to know him because we would spend evenings together and talk and reflect.
Okay. Over the past 18 years, our church has supported 17 teams of students and adults that have gone to Peru to share God's love, seek His truth, and serve His world. To truly understand what 18 years looks like, we need to go back to the beginning and take a look at the past 17 Group Peru teams. The following is a list of individuals and the year that they joined the Group Peru team for the first time. In 1999, Paul Itterock, Nathan Berenger, and Clark Covert joined the Group Peru team. In 2001, Kate Bruder, Paul Edick, Mike Jones, Betsy Saylor joined the team. In 2002, Randy Bruder, Kelly Clark, Frank Jones, Tommy Jones, Eric Cassetta, Steve Light, Ann Phillips, and Eric Wallace joined the team. In 2003, Lauren DeHamer, Maggie Bedore, Bev Bergor, Jamie Artman, and Jonathan Itterock joined the team. In 2004, Chelsea and Lindsay Widener, Alyssa and Mike Hoffman, Colleen Ingram, Judy Artman, Ann and Mark Dirth joined the team. In 2005, Sarah and John Sakura, Tom Roberts, Phil and Brian Meyer, Charlie Aronson, and Travis Yarrington joined the team. In 2006, Megan Dirth, Emily and Bob Carlson, Denise Graham, and Chris Martin joined the team. In 2007, Kristen Samuels, Blake Bankwitz, Annie Wachowski, and Jane Louie joined the team. In 2008, Jared Hoffman joined the team. In 2009, Willard Corson, Mike Barber, and Lynn Hoffman joined the team. In 2010, Sarah Stormzan, Brian Muldowney, Griffin and Rich Miller, Brandon Williams, and Alex Strawn joined the team. In 2011, David Carlson joined the team. In 2012, Bradley Chiaglia and Lewis Britz joined the team. In 2013, Courtney Melchione joined the team. In 2014, Natalie Husby, Grace and Kim Doverspike, and Steven Stormzan joined the team. In 2015, Emma and Alex Best and Catherine and Elizabeth Dix joined the team. In 2016, JJ Louie, Kim Manise, Renee Scanlon, and Stella Doverspike joined the team. This is a total of 70 individuals that have traveled to Peru at least once. This does not even cover the amount of individuals that have returned to Peru multiple times. This also does not even count the amount of individuals that have supported the teams through prayer, donation, and finances. As Kate pointed out when she visited this past July, our church has one of the longest standing relationships with Scripture Union. Part of this is due to the large support received from the church family. On behalf of the Group Peru 16 team, I would like to thank you for all of your support. You are a big part of our team and a large reason why we have been able to send missionaries to Peru over the past 18 years. And I hope you consider yourself part of the team.